Christmas comes but once a year, and I can't believe that its arrival is so imminent. The older I get, the faster the seasons, the years, the time seems to fly by, which is a very good reminder to savor every precious moment of every day that we've got. I've made so many amazing memories with my kids this past year. We've loved talking about the beach, going camping. Oh boy, we've done a lot of camping. Over the summer, we had water park adventures, trips to the fair, harvest festivals, and all the cooking and canning that I did this past fall. Now it's time to make more memories, to deck the halls and dig out our Christmas cheer out of the storage bins that we tucked it away from last year. We have a lot of fun traditions, like matching footy pajamas and our Christmas Day scavenger hunt, wearing our matching footy pajamas. And we love having new experiences like those we're introduced to when someone new joins our family, or we're lucky enough to host guests that share their own cherished memories or foods, traditions, recipes, their holiday activities. And Christmas can also be a tough time. It can, especially if you are missing a loved one, if you've lost somebody, if you've gone through a divorce, a breakup, if you've lost someone to COVID. That's why it's important to blend the old and the new. By keeping those traditions that remind us of where we came from and adding new ones that remind us that there is always something to look forward to, we're more likely to embrace change and all the wonderful opportunities that it brings our way. One new thing this holiday season has brought to us is some great new holiday music. I've been showcasing some of them here on Love Someone, and today I get to introduce you to even more great new music. A whole new album of Christmas tunes from one of the most popular artists of our era. Perhaps one of the most popular artists right now. Her star is twinkling bright. Today's guest has had worldwide sales of more than 25 million albums and 40 million singles. You heard those numbers right. She was the winner of the first season of American Idol, and her debut single, A Moment Like This, quickly went to number one on Billboard's Hot 100. It would take me the entire 30 minutes that I dedicate to each podcast episode to run through her awards, her accolades, her Grammys, her AMAs, her Academy of Country Music Artist Awards. She's won them all and even two daytime Emmys. Now she's got her own daytime talk show, is a judge on American Idol, has written two children's books, is a mom to two beautiful littles, and in addition to all of her writing, recording, and sharing new music, she still has found time to drop by and spend time with us today and chat with us on Love Someone. We'll be back to talk to the endlessly energetic and eternally effervescent Kelly Clarkson, just after I give props to today's podcast sponsor. I've just discovered a comfy, cozy brand of winter footwear. It's Lamo. That's L-A-M-O, Lamo Footwear. It's an active lifestyle brand offering amazing style, comfort, and value. They have something for every person on your list. This holiday season, boots, slip-ons, and slippers for everyone, from infants to adults, in both men and women's styles. Not only do they make stylish and oh-so-cozy footwear, Lamo is a company that gives back, too. They've donated over 1,000 pair of shoes to nurses on the front lines of healthcare. To start shopping, visit LamoFootwear.com. That's L-A-M-O, LamoFootwear.com. Use promo code HOLIDAYS25 for 25% off your order. With me on our podcast, Love Someone, is someone that everybody loves.
Hello.
Kelly, you are like so adored and beloved, and you always have been, but it's like your star is twinkling bright these days.
I feel like I have a list of people that would disagree with you, but
did you sing about a few of them in your songs?
I'm just saying, I feel like there's definitely like not everybody, but no, but I, you know what? I think my whole career, my whole life, rather, I'm like, it's cool if you're not into it, but I'm just going to like do me. If you like it, that's cool. If you don't, that's cool.
I'd say there's many, many millions who like it. So that's cool.
We'll focus on those.
Yeah, we'll focus on those.
Filter life like that.
So before we started the podcast, you said that you get really tired of being in hair and makeup. But like the TV show and the specials and the album, like, do they have people coming to do your hair when you're passing out at night?
No. Oh, God. I always look at Glow, my makeup artist. I'm like, you think you could do this? Me laying down.
I just close my eyes while you do this?
Yeah. It's hard enough for me to just sit still. I'm like ADHD. So no, I try and focus so hard for them so they can get it done, you know, within like a little bit. I think it's like an hour, hour and 15 they usually have with me in the chair. I call it the chair, as if it's like,
like the torture chamber, like the torture chair.
Yeah. But it is amazing. Like, they're artists, right? So I come in and I mean, you're looking at me right now, like, and I look fine, but I'm just saying, I go out, me and color is real different. Like, it's like, I come out and I'm like, I call him Harry Potter. It's my Harry Potter squad. But it is, you know, and I don't mind doing it for work, but yeah, I was telling you in the, before we got on here, I was like, I have to be paid a pretty good amount of money to be putting hair and makeup on.
Like, well, I'm glad that you are all natural and just your adorable self with me, because
I actually like people's natural look. But
do you know, my husband likes it better when I don't have any makeup on.
A lot of men are like that. I think it's cool to like both. You know, sometimes we like to get all dolled up and sometimes, you know, we just like, I'm cool with my face, like as is.
I'm cool with your face. So how old are your kids, Kelly?
5 and 7.
And in school, are they doing in-person school? Are they doing a hybrid? Are you homeschooling?
No, they're in school. My kids are like me. They're completely social like creatures. They did not do well. Like, I know a lot of kids do homeschool. My sister's kids actually do homeschool, but, and they thrive in that. But like my kids would never. They look forward to friendships and engaging with other kids and dance class and all that kind of stuff. So no, they're in school, and God bless. Like, we're all working hard to keep all our kids in school so they don't have to be, because that's like really hard, especially on kids like learning to read and like staying focused. Like, those teachers, it's already hard enough to get all those kids to focus in person, let alone on Zoom.
Yeah, like you, I have way wicked bad ADD.
Hmm.
And so do all my kids.
Yeah. My boy is focused, but
I was like, thank you, God, that there's in school this year, at least for now. Thank you.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, and it's one of those things too. It's like, look, we all didn't train to be teachers. Like, that actually, you have to be educated to know how to educate people. It's like, there's a lot going to be lost here in this generation. Like, because it takes, you know, someone who actually knows what they're doing. And I would know that. My mom's a teacher and she was amazing at it. And we're not all, you know, gifted with that. And it was really hard on a lot of people. I know my nanny wanted to kill herself.
Some of us are a lot less gifted than others with that.
Oh my gosh. I actually love learning and I don't mind teaching. I just don't have that thing called patience. So yeah.
You and I were like cut from the same cloth.
Woo.
Only you've got talent and I don't. I have 4 that are still at home and I am just so glad that for now we got, you know, in-person learning, and I'm praying that that continues through the year.
And it's also like parents, like, you know, dads, moms, all of us, like, and even nannies, caretakers, it's your time to like get stuff done too. Like, while they're at school, there's so much to get done. So.
And it didn't in my household get done.
Oh my God. I was like, screw it. Like, left and right. I was like, and that's on the back burner too.
Yeah. Everything was kind of on the back burner.
Yeah.
So Kelly Clarkson, we're going to talk about your new Christmas album, which is just like chock full. If somebody wants to dance around the Christmas tree, like, not sit and wear fuzzy mittens and drink hot cocoa all day, but like get up and dance a little bit around the Christmas tree, they need to get your new Christmas album, because it is full of fun, fun songs.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely has a lot of energy to it. It kind of, I mean, I ended up naming it When Christmas Comes Around. Well, one, because it was a lyric I liked in one of the songs on the record, which actually isn't one you can dance to. Merry Christmas is the one I used to know. But for the most part, it's got all these emotions and energies that one might be feeling around Christmas. I think we're all like engineered from childhood to be like, no, you must be happy. This is Christmas time. This is happy time. And it's not always a perfect moment for everyone. And that's okay. And so you know, when Christmas comes around, it's, there's kind of like a feeling on there, like each song there's different vibes, but there definitely is, it's more high energy than, there's more like up tempos than, you know, ballads.
And fun energy.
You have to do that if it's Christmas too. Like you have, I think it was also therapeutic for me. Like it was like, I got out obviously some emotions, whether it was sarcastic with like the single Christmas is a canceled too, or something.
I'm glad you admitted that, because I'm listening to this going, whew, that was very therapeutic.
Oh gosh. Yes. Yeah. Well, honestly, I wrote the song, like this is TMI, but I sometimes come up with ideas in the shower. So I was in, actually most times, and I was just in there and I was maybe just crying a tiny bit.
But crying in the shower is good because the tears mix with the shower water. Yeah.
Like,
you know,
it never happened, right?
Yeah, yeah. You walk out and your eyes are red. You're like, no, I just got shampoo in my eyes. I wasn't in there sobbing.
I have allergies even in the shower. No, but I was, you know, just going through something. I was just like, oh, and I just felt like the last 2 years, my, you know, everyone, not just my friends, but I feel like a lot of things have been canceled and we always talk about it. And I'm like, you know what? I was like, I'm supposed to make this Christmas record. And I was like, I love Christmas music. So I was like, I don't know how to be happy. So maybe I can be sarcastic. So I ended up literally off of just the, you know, everything might be canceled. You know, we might be canceled, but Christmas won't be. So I ended up writing it off that whole thing.
Anybody who's gone through a painful breakup the last couple of years, thank God I'm not on the list anymore. But Christmas isn't canceled, just you. I don't know which I like more, the lyrics, the tune that gets stuck in your head all day, or the artwork that you use for it.
Oh my gosh. Are you talking about the lyric video?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So the lyric video was so funny. So they were like, we have this idea, and they kind of brought up three different ones. And I was like, oh, this old movie poster thing, that's kind of cool, because the whole sound is kind of vintage. There's like maybe one or two songs that aren't complete vintage sounding on the album. And so I like that. And then I didn't realize what they were going to do, but that whole team put that together. And I thought it was so funny how they played out the lyrics. I think they kind of played off the fact that no one's ever really released a breakup Christmas song before. Cause like, why would you? That's kind of messed up. But I did. So they kind of played off of that.
Here's the thing for me and my job playing dedications, Christmas can get really tough. Because,
yeah,
you know, people call and they're going through a breakup or they went through a breakup. And I'm like, all I had was Wham last Christmas. That was it. That was the only thing.
Hard Candy Christmas. Dolly Parton. That
Dolly
was the other one.
Pardon. Oh, my gosh.
No, that's such a great song. But other than like Hard Candy Christmas or Last Christmas, there really aren't songs for you to go to. Especially like I like happy sounding music. Like the juxtaposition of the message and how happy the vibe is what I loved. I love that it sounds like it's a happy song.
You nailed it with this. And it is a happy song. It is a very happy, empowering song, because what the song says is, too bad for you. Christmas isn't canceled. I'm going to put every damn light in the world on my house, and I'm not going to sit here and cry anymore over you.
That's about how it went.
Yeah.
And God bless. It's one of those things where I feel like it's a blessing to be able to like, it's hard to like put real stuff that happens to you in music, but I don't honestly know how to go any other way, because I feel like we do all go through experiences to like share them and not feel so alone in them. And how egocentric to think you're alone in that. Obviously we all go through tough things. But it was a very therapeutic album overall for me to make.
Okay, so a question about another song that I have played more than once, Glow with Chris Stapleton.
Oh, I love that one.
Were you with him? Did you guys get to sing that together, or did you
do it? So this song has had many lives, I feel like. This song was actually a completely different song. It was slowed down, like a completely different vibe, different lyrics, different meaning, like everything was different. And it was going to go on my record, my actual album that we have, but I'm not releasing yet. But anyway, and then I ended up going, you know what, that doesn't really fit with the whole vibe of what we're doing for my album, but I love the song so much. I love the energy. I love the soulfulness of it. And so anyway, I ended up speeding it up and completely reworking the track with my musical director, who's also my producer. And I ended up writing Glow to it and changing the lyrics and some of the melodies. And the writers were really cool about it, because I was like, dude, I know I'm not trying to tear up the song. I love it so much, but I feel like it has a life and we haven't found the space for it yet. And so I ended up writing this Christmas song to it. And my makeup artist, her name is Gloria, but we call her Glow. And I was like, you know what? There's only so many things you can say. And I've already written a whole other Christmas or, you know, songs for that. So I was like, Glow. I was like, that's kind of really beautiful, like a sentiment. And so I ended up writing, even Christmas can't compete with your glow. That was the first line I kind of wrote for that. And I wrote it off my makeup artist's name. And then, so I ended up writing this whole song to it, and it was kind of sweet, which was kind of difficult because I definitely was not in that while writing this song. But
if you're vibing off the glow of your makeup artist, you can take your heart there.
Yeah. Well, I was like, it was like her name was just kind of cool. And I thought I never really sang about that for Christmas. And so I wrote this whole song, and God's honest truth, Chris Stapleton is one of my favorite singers on earth. And I've liked him before he blew up. I even said this, I mean, I've like way before he was like with another band and he was doing this tribute with Reba like years ago. And I was like, who the hell is this guy? His voice is just magical. And I've just been a fan for so long. And I just never asked to sing with him because I just didn't want to hear no. So, so I finally just was like, screw it. I was like, I'm just going to ask him. I'm such a fan. Anyway, so I ended up asking him and he said, yes. So it's so magical. I love it.
It is so magical. And when people get your Christmas album, if they will listen to the lyrics, I mean, it's a fun song and a beautiful, you know, the melody and all the instruments and Chris's voice. You know what? I don't drink and his voice makes me want to drink whiskey.
Oh, his voice sounds like, I can't say that on your show. His voice yes. sounds like the best feeling you could ever possibly have sonically. Like,
yes,
you know,
yes.
In your life, but sonically, that's what it would sound like.
Exactly. Yeah. But the lyrics are so sweet. And I was writing them down because lights on the tree can't compete with your glow.
Yeah, I love that. Wouldn't you love someone to think that and say that about you? Or maybe you have that. I just mean, like, it's just a really beautiful. I like create little movies in my head, or I play movies that I love. Love Actually always pops up because I love that movie. But I like play little, you know, vignettes or whatever while I'm writing. And yeah, that would be awesome.
So can I share something with you?
Yes.
When I was your age and even a little bit older, I never dreamed I would have somebody who thinks that about me. You know, because
oh, really?
I had just train wreck after train wreck of relationships and failed marriages. And, you know, I
did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know which I've been experienced more, grief from being fired off the air or grief from being fired as a wife or a girlfriend.
Oh, my God. There are so many things I don't know about you that I'm finding out right now. Wait, what? Wow.
And I was single and it was Christmas and I was the mother of 8 kids and it was coming up on Christmas time. And I was going through a horrible breakup. I mean, the hardest of my life because the relationship that I was in, I wasn't supposed to be in. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't even share with people. There were very few people in my inner circle who even knew what I was going through. And of those who did know, a few of them were doing the I told you so dance because, girlfriend, we tried to warn you this was going to happen. And anyway.
Oh, I will, man, thank you to my friends for not saying that.
Yeah, well, maybe I was just saying it in my head, but they were thinking it, I'm sure. Anyway, I can tell you now, you know, several years down the road, 15 years now, with the man who thinks I glow, it's real and it exists. And God's got somebody so precious waiting for you. All the stuff that I went through, I had to go through to make me the woman that I am so I could be in the relationship that I'm in.
Oh, 100%. And I agree too. Like, I regret nothing. Like, I even like, you know, unfortunate things that happen in your life or hard things, because we can do hard things. Glennon Doyle, one of my favorites. But also I feel like that's what shapes you, and it's what makes you a better person. It's what makes you recognize, okay, I missed those red flags. I missed that. Or I ignored that on purpose.
I missed road signs like bridge out, stop now. I missed those, you know.
I almost called my next album Red Flag Collector. Like, I was like, I mean, what?
Are you just picking them up and sticking them like in a...
Yeah, I'm just collecting them.
A bag, like a golf bag, just shoving the red flags in there.
I was apparently wanting to do some kind of exhibit with them, a lot of them. But here's the thing, and not only about for other people, but yourself. It's like you don't recognize things like in yourself. But I, you know, coming back to what you said, it's one of those things though, you know, because I've now been divorced for a minute, but separated for well over a year. And it's one of those things, it's like you didn't expect or anything, but at the same time, like people, I've already had people be like, let me know when you're, you know, wanting to date, or let me know. And it's like, you know what? I don't think you have to have someone with you all the time. Like, I really do enjoy my work, my kids, my creative, you know, self, that sometimes I got stifled. Like in relationships, it's hard to be as creative as I can because I wear my heart on my sleeve. So I really enjoy, and maybe in the future, you know, you never know. Well, I do know I won't get married again, but I just mean, you never know about love. But it's one of those things where it's like, I think we're engineered to, especially from where I'm from, to like have to have that. And I don't have that need. And I think that's also what you learn about yourself going through hard things. But I have had, you know, in my head and in my moment, I'm able to write those lyrics because I have had that where I thought, oh man, they think I glow. And like, I have had that feeling, and that's magical. To even have had that experience is amazing. Not everyone gets that. So, but I, you know, I'm not one of those people who's going to like poo-poo on like, you know, what was, because what was is what got me here, like you said. But I will say it's very therapeutic. I'm going through divorce or going through hard times in your life. Like, I'm so happy I have writing and I'm so happy I have music, because that's my outlet. That's how I get through it. And that's how I kind of figure out what's happening. And man, not having that, I don't know how I would have done that.
For me, it's art. I paint or I draw or I create something out of clay and it takes over my world for a minute. And that's how I work through.
But working with your hands, that's been me too. I've turned to gardening. I just love my hands in the soil. Like I love like gardening and stuff.
Oh man. I want to just sit down and talk with you and get to know you more because, I mean, beyond this, because you are so delightful and I could teach you a lot about gardening.
Oh my God, really? I'm like a nerd. I ask everyone, my brother-in-law's a green thumb. I have apps.
Okay, there's an app you got to get. Let me see what it's called. I think it's called Picture This. Have you heard of this?
Oh, I have Picture This.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, yes. I literally was just using Picture This in my front yard because I was like, wait, I thought this tree was something else. And then I was using it and then I found out it was a persimmon.
So my persimmon trees are loaded this year. They are breaking.
Yeah, so
the branches
like,
are breaking.
What the heck is this tree? Yeah.
Little orange fruits.
Yeah.
So yeah, Picture This. You know why I like it so much? Because it makes me sound smart.
Well, and you get to find out all the things about it and what you can use it for. Then you Google like what, you know, does it have healing properties or like all these other things. So it's like, I'm a nerd about stuff like that.
So, sorry, I got sidetracked when you said gardening because I am a rabid gardener, but my peeps here are reminding me that we're supposed to be talking about your Christmas album. And I want to know, I have a couple of favorites now that I've listened to it. What are your favorites? I know that's like saying, which child do you like the most? I know you can't. There's no answer.
No, I actually can. I can. I think, honestly, my favorite for a long, long time was Christmas Isn't Canceled. That was the first song I wrote for it. But actually, my favorite is actually Merry Christmas to the One I Used to Know. And that's, I love when I sit down and like a song just comes out of me in like 15 minutes. Because that's bigger than me. And I love that feeling that it's like, oh, this wasn't just like me getting this out. This is like, I was just like a vessel for it. And it was just supposed to happen this whole time. I know that sounds like trippy.
It sounds like you're an artist that God is using to share a message to people who need to hear it. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. And I do feel like it's that kind of thing. It's just bigger than me. And I feel like a lot of people have that. And a lot of people go in relationships, especially. And, you know, we create what we think is there, what we want to be there, or what we are fully in love and we are fully in all those feelings. But, you know, maybe it's you're missing something that wasn't ever there or isn't there anymore, you know? And I think it's a sad thing to say Merry Christmas to the one I used to know, but it's also a very real thing that happens to a lot of us, you know, because we're all changing and growing and on different paths. And anyway, that's my favorite song. It's such a sad song. You know, to the one I used to know, it's such a sad song, but I, unfortunately, like a lot of us, sometimes you need that sad song. Sometimes you need that, like I said before, like to not feel alone and just to like sit with those feelings. I feel like it's okay to feel that. It's okay to, because if you don't go through that, those stages of grief or that stage of loss, or because even if it comes back around, even if that person gets sober, even if that person, it still happened, you know, even all that loss still happened. You still felt it. You still, it was still there, and it's still validated. So it's just hard. Life can be really hard sometimes.
I love that your Christmas album, though Life Can Be Hard, still has so much happiness.
Oh yeah.
You know, Janie and I, my bestie, and my sister and the other women that are closest to me in my life, we kind of feel like if you can't laugh, you're going to go crazy. And so we all have a very dark, dark sense of humor.
Me as well.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, that was so inappropriate. But that laughter felt so good. And I think a couple of the songs on here, especially Christmas Isn't Canceled, but, you know, just a few of them kind of have that tongue-in-cheek, sarcastic, okay, it hurts, but we're going to laugh and dance our way through it.
Yeah. Oh, no, Merry Christmas Baby is one of those, too. It's the first track on the album, but it's kind of like, okay. It's like, you know, it's just those, I have a lot of, my friend group is very similar to you as well. And I find in general, like, if you can't, like, sometimes you just have to laugh. Like, sometimes the laugh turns into hysterical tears and you're like, oh my gosh. But you still have to get it out, you know, and it still has to, you know, it has to come out of your body. You don't want it in there. So there's definitely, you know, every kind of feeling for, I mean, honestly, you can listen to this album and it could be about one total relationship, you know, from the beginning to end, honestly. But because there's even sexy songs, like there's, you know, Santa Baby, we wanted to do something and it sounds very like Cell Block Tango, Chicago meet Santa Baby, you know? So it's like very more of like a sexy vibe and something cute. And then there's, you know, love songs like Glow, and there's, you know, there's a lot of different vibes, but yes, I have to have humor. And I do guys sadness with humor a lot of times, you know, but, you do have to make sure you stop and feel it every once in a while, but sometimes it's just like, oh, let's just laugh this one off and not carry that in my backpack.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You got to have a lot of laughter in life.
Yeah.
So your kids, River Rose and Remington, how can you even get mad adequately, mom? Like, how can you really scream River Rose? Cause it's so beautiful. Like,
oh, I can.
Yeah. But it just, it's like my daughter named her little girl. She's got a Rosalie Bell. How can you even get mad and say Rosalie Bell? Cause it's so musical. River Rose, same thing. So musical. So cute. Like, how do you really let them know you're pissed, mom?
And yet it is possible. And yet it does happen. I am blessed. My kids are both, I was literally snuggling with them last night, and I have separate bedtimes with them both because they're both very different and I want that time with both of them. But I was snuggling with them, and it's so funny because they can be, and they are, the most magical little beings. And I feel super blessed, and I can't even, because I never wanted children. So this is like a, you know, definitely different path than I thought my life would be. But I can't imagine, and I know that's such a cliche, but you can't imagine your life without. They're just so important. Everything revolves around. They're so cool. And it's such a blessing to be in responsibility to be able to like try and help mold these little creatures. But at the same time, ooh, girl, they can be demons. they can full on be like, I'm like, oh my God, like, so you're possessed right now. Like, especially if you think you're going to talk to me like that. Like,
good for you. Good for you.
No, I'm very much, my big thing and my, with anybody that surrounds my children, whether it be teachers, nannies, like people I work with, anyone around them, I'm like, don't let them get away with being unkind or unlovely. That is what I will not tolerate. Like, I can, you know, they don't have to be the smartest kids in the class. They don't have to be the, you know, most talented. They don't have to be all those things. But kind and loving and respectful, that's a deal breaker. Like, you gotta have that. Because I feel like you can accomplish anything in life if you have those three things. You know, and especially as far as relationships, like, you know, cultivating positive, healthy ones. So that's my thing I work on with them. I'm like, look, you got to be kind at the end of the day. And I tell them, if I find out you're doing something, like if you're mean to someone at school, whatever you do to that person, I'm definitely going to be doing to you. So
I'm so excited about Kelly's new music and that she's here with us today, talking about holidays and making it through breakups and moving forward. We'll spend a little more time with this incredible artist right after I share some Christmas spirit from one of today's podcast sponsors. I discovered Annie's Kit Clubs earlier this year, and their projects have been great for building skills, self-esteem, mostly for family time together. Crafting gives my kids a much-needed break from schoolwork. Annie's is a subscription service. You sign up, and then you receive these craft kits that come in the mail every month. They're brightly colored packages. The kids love getting them. The subscriptions are tailored to a huge variety of skills and interests, so there's something for everyone, including knitting, paper crafts, jewelry, wood crafts, and many seasonal projects, too. If you go to annieskitclubs.com, and use code word radio, you'll receive 75% off your first kit. Okay, kids' favorite Christmas traditions. What do you do with your kids every year?
I'm being reminded, because we're not spending our Christmas at our home. We're like going for a holiday this Christmas. And I'm being reminded that, we can't forget to make cookies. Like if we don't leave cookies, like he might not leave our presents. So our big thing is doing cookies and milk and almond milk. We're very LA.
So do you do the sugar cookies? Do you do the, where you decorate them, or are we good with chocolate chips?
They've been different every year. We've had chocolate chip. We've had sugar. I think we've done icing one year. They've been different every year. So I don't know. I think maybe we'll do like gingerbread man or something like this year. I don't know. But we change it up to impress Santa, to entice for better gifts.
And do you leave a few carrots for the reindeer?
Oh my gosh, we did that last year. I don't think we did that before last year, but I think because horses were involved in our family, especially my eldest, who is my stepdaughter, she rode horses. So I think because horses were in their minds a lot, we ended up doing that last year.
Fun. Well, yeah. They're telling me I have to say goodbye to you, and I could talk to you all day, but I know you have like a TV show and
a couple jobs,
I don't know how you do it, but you do it with grace and you do it with beauty. Kelly Clarkson, thank you for being here with us.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. Well, have a good one.
You too. Have a blessed holiday.
You too. Bye, girl.
Bye-bye. Thank you for carving out some time for us today, Kelly. I know you're so busy. And thank you for adding some great new music to our Christmas playlist. Christmas isn't canceled. I, too, have canceled a few participants in it over the years, however, just like you. Change is inevitable. Sometimes it comes easily. And sometimes with the force of a Mack truck. But change does come. And as Kelly set out to express with this new album, when Christmas comes around, there is simply no better time than Christmas to breathe hope into one's life and let possibilities wander. Kelly Clarkson is the first artist ever to top each of Billboard's charts, adult contemporary, country, and dance charts. And there's a sampling of each of these genres on When Christmas Comes Around. The fun single, Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You, an empowering anthem to all those who refuse to give in to remorse or regret after a breakup, but instead look forward to the future with hope and happiness in their heart. Even if their stocking is kind of empty on Christmas Day. It's been out since September. The full album dropped in mid-October. And if you haven't downloaded it yet, you'll want to as soon as you finish listening to this podcast episode. Catch up with Kelly Clarkson on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and let her cheerful, cheerful spirit lift you up when you tune in to her daytime Kelly Clarkson show and spend evenings with American Idol. I hope your Christmas season has started out merry and bright, and I hope when you tune into my podcast or my radio program, your heart is filled with hope, happiness, light, and love. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Tonight.